Welcome to the Almost Silly Podcast for March 21st, 2024. We're talking about using instant gratification to your advantage. So this has to do with having routines, having action-based habits, then taking habit one after another and stacking it into a routine. So if you're somebody that is a habit stacker, this is something that's probably going to be familiar to you. There might be a little bit of nuance here that you haven't quite thought about in this way, and maybe you have. What I want to point out, though, is if you are somebody that really likes instant gratification, which, by the way, it's all of us. Those of you guys looking in the reverse, it's all of us. I like that I do video podcasts now because now I can just like do all the hand gestures, the quotes. I can whisper things and all that. But here's what you do. Start looking at your day. Start looking at your routines that you set up. So I have time-based routines, flows, time-based flows, routines, whatever you want to call them, where like first thing in the morning, here's what I do. Winding down for the evening, here's what I do. After lunch, here's what I do. And then I have task-based flows. Once I do this, it's a lot of if this, then this. And it's not like either or, like I'm not mapping like that, but it's one action after another. But what you can do is start setting, if you've been following me for a long time, you've heard me talk about minimum daily actions, your MDAs. And if you see how your day shapes up, like if you're going to put a set time on your goal, like I want to leave the house at X time, and you know what that time is for you typically. But what you do when you're setting your time, you say, I want to leave the house by however 5-10 minutes later than when you actually leave. That way, when you leave, you look at it, you're like, I'm 8 minutes ahead of schedule. That's a victory. That is instant gratification. Because I'll tell you, when you are ready to make the change and you're ready to start taking action and taking these actions and developing habits and then taking your habits and stacking them upon one another, doing things like this, these little mental victories. I view this to me as like what Tim Grover says, see victories everywhere. This is seeing victories everywhere. It's using instant gratification to your advantage. So instead of saying, hey, I want to see the results fast, the results that you focus on are basically you have the awareness of your day and the wherewithal to say, hey, this is how my day is going. And it's probably going to take you at least a few weeks of trying to put a routine together. Depends on like how you structure your stuff now. If you're not structuring anything, like the first few weeks, maybe even if it takes you months to figure it out, it takes you months to figure it out. Because once you figure out kind of what your days look like, then you can start rigging the system to where you have these wins built in. And then you're seeing victories in every part of your day. And you feel like you're in charge and in control of things. And when you feel like when you're empowered to feel like you're in control of your life, your day, that leads to you being in control of your week and your life as a whole. And then when you have those days where you're not able to follow through on everything, you're able to keep things in perspective. And you're able to move on to take an action as soon as you're ready, as soon as possible, maybe, or maybe not as soon as possible, maybe as soon as tomorrow, or maybe as soon as next week, you know a specific action that you can take. And then when you take that action, you're back right into plan. Maybe that's part of your routine. Maybe it's just one aspect of maybe it's your entire routine, or maybe it's just aspects of your routine. But if you have the wherewithal to know what your days look like, and then you can actually start putting together flows in this. And I'll tell you, I would recommend writing this out because I've had a morning routine that I've been following for probably a couple of months. Heather and I actually have a lot we have set schedules on our dates where we're like, we can talk to each other and spend time together. And if you have stuff that's happening each and every day, then you can start building things around that, things that happen before that, things that happen after that. You're using that event as kind of a center point, or maybe even as a trigger. I need to go back and read Atomic Habits. It's been a long time since I've gone through that book. It is, from what I understand, it's still, I mean, I still think when I was really, and I'm here I am pushing habits and routines again. When I was really into pushing this, that's the book that everybody should really start with, because the way it is explained is super helpful. So I'm going to go back and read it and listen to it. But I'm curious on your thoughts on Atomic Habits by James Clear. What are your thoughts on it? If you haven't read it yet, cool. I might be like, yeah, I haven't read it yet, but I want to, or it might be, I'm not into that. But either way, I want to hear from you. If you have read it, like, what are your thoughts? So if you're listening on Spotify, that little question underneath that says, what do you think of this episode? Let me know. Let me know your thoughts on Atomic Habits by James Clear. Or if you want to shoot me an email, you can always email daryl@darylperry.com. That's daryl@darylperry.com. Thank you as always for listening. And I will talk to you again real soon.